Graphic Audio presents an original story of James Axler's Deathlands. Deathlands number 140, Sea Hag. Ryan considered simply jumping from the boat and swimming for it, but he didn't trust the lake. He'd seen some of the monsters that now lived within it, tentacled things and fish big enough to swallow a man whole. And he'd heard stories from Cornell's people and others he'd met traveling about rad-blasted beasts and men living in the woods around Great Huron. He had seen things called gloppies during his time with the Romani that he'd never seen in any other part of the Deathlands. Before he could stress his needs again, Asana's boat powered to within shouting distance and throttled down.
The sailboats are getting closer.
The prospects of getting caught stamped fear into her face.
What do you want to do?
We'll never win a race against them, but we don't have to. The draw on those boats is a lot deeper than on our John boats. They are not going to get close enough to us to do anything.
If they get close enough, they can put out small boats.
Then it'll be a race.
We can't lead them back to home. If they know where we are, the hag will come hunting. You don't want to wake up in the middle of the night with her sitting on your chest.
Not going to do that either.
Thaman nodded in the direction they were going.
Sheeran's Cove is only 3 or 4 miles ahead. We'll put in there. Hold up till they get bored and leave. If they decide to put out small boats, we'll fight them off.
That sounds good.
It is good. If they caught us out in deep water, the story would have been different. But they didn't. While we're there, we'll find out what that girl knows.
Asana glanced at Ryan.
What about these two?
This one says he wants to go back to Cornell. He's got people there. I just told him about Pope.
You and your friend might want to consider staying with us. Pope's not going to screw around. If he's not already come and gone by now, you sure as hell don't want to be there when he arrives.
Pope would have more of a fight on his hands than he thought. JB had been shoring up defenses around Cornell's worksite. The armorer would be ready because he hadn't wanted to get caught short anywhere.
Fire blast!
Mortar!